You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia. We strive to provide perspectives that are rarely expressed in mainstream media. If you'd like to know more about us, check out our website at cjsf.ca.
Hello, 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 and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus and community radio station here at SFU in Burnaby, BC, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories. My name is Nicole Hines, and I'm back for another open mic show. As you know, I normally would come on at 2 to 3, and now I've moved to the 1 to 2 slot. So thank you for joining me today. This hour, I actually have a bunch of guests joining me in studio today. My first guest is going to join me after the first music set to chat about food, as you know how much I love to talk about food. So I am so excited and there's just so much going on today, and I'm really, really thrilled. So this month, you'll hear me share information about craft fairs, community initiatives, charitable initiatives, and events that will have you feeling festive. There is an event that I want to plug before I get into the show that is happening this Sunday, December 7th, from 4 to 6 p.m. Tamam Fine Palestinian Cuisine, in collaboration with their friend Harry Stefanakis, is launching a monthly poetry saloon at the restaurant. And the restaurant is located at 2616 East Hastings Street. And the celebration is, and the collaboration is to celebrate poetry of resistance. So Poetry for Resistance is an evening of voices gathered to remember that words can stand their ground. This is an open invitation to listen, to speak, and to resist through language. For more information, you can head to their page on Instagram, and the handle is at Tamam Fine Palestinian Cuisine. I will put that information in the show notes, but I'm going to spell it out real quick for you. It is at Tamam, as in mother, Fine, F-I-N-E, Palestinian, which is P-A-L-E-S-T-I-N-I-A-N, Cuisine, C-U-I-S-I-N-E. Now, I'm going to kick off the show with a few tracks, and the first track that you're going to hear is so fitting for a rainy day. So here is Uncle Ace by Blood Orange.
I don't need anything. Thank you. This is Bird Note. Thomas Pulsum is a hobbyist Lego builder, best known for his models of birds. And he says making birds out of bricks is not easy.
Building anything organic at Lego is actually a real challenge. You're trying to make round objects out of square bricks.
So how do you do that? Well, one way is to use a special kind of brick,
which they actually funnily call a snot brick. And snot means studs not on top. So you have this brick which has a stud on the side, and that allows you to build sideways or upside down or any which way that you want to, basically, which allowed to get the organic shapes.
Another fun hallmark of Lego art is nice parts usage. Basically, where you take a special piece that represents one thing and use it to sculpt something entirely different. For example, when building a European goldfinch perched at a suet feeder, Thomas used
little minifigure handcuffs for its legs. So one end of the handcuffs was actually attached to its body, and then the other end was attached to the branch. Another bird which I built was a puffin, and I used minifigure carrots for its legs, which I think worked really well for its skinny kind of orange legs. That's the beauty of Lego, just being inventive and creative and having fun.
You can see pictures of Thomas's nice parts usage in his bird models on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
Hello, hello, hello. As a mom who raised three sons, I loved Lego, so I really appreciate that last bird note. For those who have been around Lego, I always say prayers for those who stepped on one when they didn't realize it. It is no joke. It is no joke. Before I get into my first guest today and have a conversation, I just want to let you know what we heard today. So on top of that set, we heard Blood Orange with his song Uncle Ace, and this is from their Chillwave electropop album called Cupid Deluxe. And after that, we actually heard two tracks from an artist named Pinky. They gave us their chill tune, Love Theme. And then after that, they gave us Personality. And then that both of those tracks were off of their album number 37. So now I'm excited to introduce my first guest today on Open Mic. It has been a day, guys. It has been a day, but we are here. Trisha K. Williams, a clinical counselor here at SFU, is here actually to chat about something that I love to talk about, which is food. She's going to be here to chat about the evolution of the community kitchen, celebrating African and Caribbean cuisine, and also about the community kitchen that is happening this month on December 18th. So, for those who already know, and if you don't know, now you know, I am Jamaican-Canadian, so I'm so here for this initiative. So, Trisha K., how are you?
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh my gosh, thank you for joining me today. I know it's been a busy day for us both, but I'm so glad that you were able to have some time to chat. Can you tell me a little bit more about the Community Kitchen and the initiative?
Yeah, for sure. So the Community Kitchen, it's something that already existed here at SFU. A lot of different departments were, you know, doing community kitchens ever so often. Mm-hmm. But students, you know, asked for more community kitchens. They wanted to, you know, really create a sense of community. And what better way to do that than through food?
100%.
Yes. And so I was invited to a community kitchen that was, a initiative that was put on by three different departments.
Okay.
And so Embark was a part of it. There was also the Women's Center and SVSBO.
Okay.
And so those three departments came together to put on a community kitchen. And again, it's because of funding, right? They needed to make sure there was enough funding to put on the community kitchen.
Love it.
And I was invited to that. And at that community community kitchen, I got excited. Hey. I was like, oh my God, this is so good, right? Students were so excited. We asked lots of questions. We were like, okay, what? How does this help you? They were like, oh, we get to meet students that we don't know. Mm-hmm. We get to talk about food. We also get to talk about how food is healing for us.
Right.
And so one of the bigger things that came out of that conversation was students were like, you know, we're far away from home. And a lot of times you don't get a home-cooked meal. And that really touched my heart.
Aww.
I was just like, oh, man, I remember, mm-hmm. you know, being in the kitchen in Jamaica cooking food with my grandmother.
Right.
And, you know, my mom and people like that. And so I was like, okay, how can we, you know, get funding so
yes.
that we can do this more often?
Love it.
So I brought this to a student center. And Jennifer Kanji was open to the idea, and she's a director for EDI, for
okay.
Student Services, and she said, okay, let's put a proposal together.
Love
let's
it.
See what we can do to increase, you know, this initiative.
Love
and
it.
Excitedly, they did, you know, accept the proposal,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to provide 11 community kitchens. In
wow. 2025. Wow.
And this one in December is going to be the 11th one.
Hey.
So we're so excited that we were able to do this.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So again, guys, it's going to be December 18th. Now, where is the community kitchen located?
The community kitchen happens in the sub.
Okay.
So it's the kitchen in the sub that we do the community kitchens every third Thursday of the month.
Okay, sounds good. And then is there a capacity, just curious, or even a fee for this?
It is at no cost. It's free to students.
Okay.
And the capacity is 30.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. It's a very small space, mm-hmm. and so we can only host 30 people in the space.
Sounds good. Okay, so how would somebody, if a student is listening right now and they are interested, you know, December 18th, they are here, especially for students that are not maybe going home or they're still in town, how would they find out or even register to make sure that they have, like, a spot?
Of course, yeah. So there is a registration link that
okay.
we send out. We try to send it out to, you know, emails for student services.
Mm-hmm.
And the student bulletin generally gets the link as well. We have, you know, different people within student services that we send it out to. But I think we're also sending the link to you.
Yes! So it's going to be in the show notes, guys.
Yes, and so as long as you have access to that link, mm-hmm. you can register. And you can also send me an email as well.
Awesome. And before Trisha Kay leaves for today, I'll make sure that she shares her email address as well. A few questions I wanted to ask before you do go is, what were some of the themes or the cuisine that took place this year?
Like. Yeah. Oh, we had such good cuisine. So we did Jamaican.
Hey, brup. Anyway, sorry.
We did, I think you did Grenadian.
Yes, okay.
We also did Barbados.
Okay.
So that's the Caribbean ones.
Yes.
And the rest were African. So
okay.
We had Nigeria.
I think that was November, right?
Yeah,
I think maybe, yeah.
We had Zimbabwe.
Okay.
We had Kenya.
Okay.
We also had Ethiopia.
Okay,
well,
right on.
Just to name a few.
Yeah, and do you know what will be the cuisine for December yet?
So December is going to be holiday themed.
Hey,
so
right on.
Like holiday dishes.
Yes.
You know, across the diaspora.
Enough. Love it.
We'll see what comes of it.
I love to hear that. It was so funny yesterday. I was talking about reggae Christmas tunes and how that is a thing. And people don't realize that not only is that a thing, but reggae cover tunes. That will be a show one day because that is also a major thing. So I love that it's going to be holiday vibes, holiday, especially beverages and things like that. Like especially even within the Caribbean, do certain type of drinks and stuff like that. So that's exciting. You know what? I know sorrel is an acquired taste, but as I've aged, I do love sorrel now. Like, I didn't love it as a kid, but as I've aged, I quite like it.
I do quite like it.
And sorrel is actually also made in Nigeria. But they have a different name for it. And so we'll learn more about that at the community kitchen.
I love that. Okay. The other thing I forgot to ask before I get more contact details is, what is the time that it will be? So we know it's on December 18th. We know that it takes place in the sub in the community kitchen. But what time?
Yes, so it's going to be at 6:30.
Okay.
And so come at 6:30 and we will start. Yes. And then it will go until 9.
Okay, sounds good. And then one other final question that I want to ask is, like, will this initiative also happen in 2026 by chance, do you?
We are very excited to say that this is going to happen in 2026 as well.
You'd love it.
The budget was approved.
Yay.
So, we are excited. It's going to be actually 15 community kitchens.
Wow.
Happening in 2026. So we were able to partner with student residents.
Love.
And we can offer an extra 3.
I love that. And listeners, I would love to have Trisha K back again in 2026 to talk about the other ones, because I think, as you know, I talk about food here on this show, music and food and all the things, events and all the things. But I think it would be great to be able to, like, talk about and kind of do a little bit of, like, promo, so that if you're listening, you kind of get to know about the upcoming one. So I think that would be a lot of fun. Before I get your contact details, I love to talk about food. So what is the last really delicious meals that you've eaten? You didn't have to make it, but you've eaten lately.
Mm, okay. So the first thing that comes to mind for me is mango sticky rice.
Hey, I love a mango sticky rice. Don't get it twisted. Yes.
So good.
Yes.
It gives you sort of that tropical feel.
Yes.
With the mango and even the coconut in the rice.
Absolutely.
Even though it's a Thai dish,
yes.
You know, it very much gives you tropical vibes.
Absolutely. And, you know, although we are not dealing with snow, thank, knock on all of the woods, it isn't hot right now. So sometimes we need food to bring us to places and spaces that soothe our body and keep us feeling warm and all the things. So yeah, I love that. Okay, thank you so much, Trisha K, for stopping by. Would you mind sharing an email address that people could connect with you? And again, I will have, like, links and stuff like that in the show notes.
Definitely. So my email address is TRICIAW@sfu.ca.
I love it. Again, thank you so much, Trisha K. And next up, I have another set of tunes that are perfect for listening on a gray day like this. So let's get going with Fall in Love and, in brackets, Your Funeral. That is courtesy of Erykah Badu. I love that. Here we go.
Change jobs and change. is gone.